And hello, everybody. We are broadcasting today live from the Hamilton Mill Golf Club. Mike Sam and Amanda Peerch, and we are joined now by Mayella Allen, and she's the Executive Director of the American Cancer Society. And the reason she's here is we are at the Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament hosted by RICO, and this tournament is here to help with breast cancer awareness. Mayella, congratulations on a great day. Talk about how it's been going so far.
Thank you. The day has been absolutely wonderful. The weather has held out. We thought it was going to rain, but the men, of course, that does not stop them when it comes to playing golf. And they have been out on the course all day. I think we have about 120 golfers out there today having fun and all for a cause, raising funds for breast cancer. So it's a great day.
And this is the sixth annual Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament. So you guys have a very close relationship with RICO because they really do a lot of the hard labor behind the scenes, don't they?
They really do. And I thank RICO so much for being a partner with the American Cancer Society. Yes, this is actually their sixth year. And in 6 years, RICO has raised almost $250,000, and all that to help cure breast cancer.
Tell us a little bit about the American Cancer Society and all the good work that you guys do.
Sure. Well, as you know, the American Cancer Society has been around for over 100 years. And now we are no longer your grandfather's organization. We have stepped up and really are in the community where you work and live. And we have several priorities at the American Cancer Society. And this year, primarily, we are focused on increasing screening rates. As you know, the pandemic has really stopped people from getting out and getting screened. So we're doing an awareness campaign about get screened and encouraging people to get out. Since the pandemic, probably 22 million screenings have not happened. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, we're really encouraging people to get out and do that. You also asked about the American Cancer Society. One of the things that we're so fortunate about is that we're a small but mighty organization as far as employees are concerned. But we have over 2.5 million volunteers that work with us, and which is evident by the RICO employees that are here today working with Putting on the Pink and raising funds for the American Cancer Society.
You were talking about screenings, Mayella, and would that be mammography that you're talking about?
Well, we're really talking about all types of screenings.
Okay.
But since October is Breast Cancer Month, I do want to encourage women and men to get screened. So many people do not know that men get breast cancer. This year alone, there will be over 25,000 men that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah, that's not something that you think of ordinarily.
No, it's not. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to bring awareness to getting screened so that you can make sure that you are being proactive. The number one reason why people don't go and get screened is because they don't have a symptom. And that's why screenings are so important, because you might not have a symptom, but if you get your screening, and then they can catch it early and then hopefully cure it.
It's preventative.
Yes.
Now, you guys host several campaigns in an effort to drive awareness and raise funds for the ACS. Mm-hmm. We've had the great pleasure of working with Erin Nichols, who is she is an employee, not a volunteer, correct?
No, she is an employee.
Absolutely.
Yes, she is.
For the past few years, and she spearheads the Real Men Wear Pink Atlanta. Talk about some of the other facets of fundraising that you have for ACS.
Oh, yes. Well, Real Men Wear Pink is one of many that we do here in Atlanta. We will be having our Hope Ball Gala, which is our big event that will be happening on a week from this Saturday, actually. And it is being held at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. And that is all for cancer research. And we are honoring Congressman John Lewis at the Hope Ball. So, and we have his family coming in. So we're so excited to have the opportunity to not only honor Congressman John Lewis for the work that he's done, but also have his family there and also raise funds for cancer research.
Is that the first Hope Ball Gala, or is this reoccurring?
Yeah, it's reoccurring.
How many years have you been doing it?
Every year. I've been with the American Cancer Society for 6 years, and so it's been definitely going on for 6 years. But prior to that, I'm sure we've had several, so I would say at least 10 years in Atlanta, I would think.
Who kind of has a foot in organizing all of these events for you guys? I mean, they're grand and lavish. I know a lot of work goes into this tournament as a whole. Are you the person that has a hand in directly facilitating?
No, that would not be me, but we do have many of our employees and staff partners that work, whether it be the Hope Ball Gala, Real Men Wear Pink, and then we also have our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk that will be happening on October 23rd.
35 miles for 31 days, if I recall correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw the promotions.
And that will be at Atlantic Station. The 35 miles for 35 days is part of it, but the culmination of all of that, we will all gather together in person for the first time in 2 years and at Atlantic Station, and we're expecting over 5,000 people. Now, usually our breast cancer walks will bring in about 25 to 30,000 that come out and walk with us. But given the fact that we've just gone through a COVID year and people are really excited to get back out, so we're being very cautious and we're following CDC guidelines and in still inviting those that want to come out, we would love for you to join us.
Did you find that during the whole pandemic, the donations went down or did they go up?
Actually, twofold. I would say for us, we are so fortunate to have so many corporate partners here in the Georgia area. And so we really turn to those that have been supporting us for all these years. So we went to them first and told them that, you know, this was unprecedented for us. And we know if we don't raise funds, then we can't have any opportunity to cure cancer. And that is what we are really trying to do. We need to find a cure for this god-awful disease. So from that perspective, we worked with our partners that have been supporting us over the years. But then, too, we also branched to others. During the pandemic, there were several organizations that were doing very well. And so those companies, we strategically looked at that, and then we reached out to them and tried to find out what their giving platforms were, how we could support and possibly have a mutually beneficial partnership. What's in it for them, what's in it for us, and we could work together. And we found that many of new partners also came on board during the pandemic as well.
Well, it was a chance to get creative, too, because I know a lot of people, would do social media or online events where you're not actually going to them because we couldn't get together, but they were still doing fundraisers, but they were doing them virtually.
So true. And we did some virtual events in 2020. As a matter of fact, our Hope Ball Gala was virtual, and we still were able to raise funds, and it was a successful year. So we plan to do it again this
year. Are you doing it virtually and in person this year to offer both options?
Depends on the event. Mm-hmm. There have been some events, for example, our Relay for Life events, which are community events where people come out and they raise funds for the American Cancer Society. It's like a big fair. Mm-hmm. And people come out and have fun and they have tents. And some of those were drive-ins. We did some drive-in events as well as some virtual events. So it just depended on the community and what they felt comfortable with. If they wanted to still have an event and have people come out, then we were very cautious and made sure people stayed in their cars. Right. And then they drove through or drove around a track. And then those events that were in person, of course, we were very conscientious and tried to do most of those outdoors.
As we turn back to what's going on today here at Hamilton Mill Golf Club and the putting on the pink golf tournament to raise awareness for breast cancer research, what has been your role today? I mean, I know you have a big smile going around and you love seeing all the volunteers and all the hard work and all the golfers having a great time, but what has been your priority today?
Well, my priority today is primarily to support Rico and putting on the pink. As the executive director for the American Cancer Society, I have the pleasure of working with Bruce Nelson, who used to be with RICO and now he's with High Tech, but still supports.
Great friend of the studio.
Yes, he is. He still supports the American Cancer Society, still supports RICO putting on the pink. And Bruce is actually one of my board members. I also have the responsibility of running a Georgia area board. So we look for executive leaders in the community that want to join us and support. And Bruce has been a tremendous volunteer for the American Cancer Society. So I'm here really to support him and Rico in doing anything that I possibly can to make this event continue to be a success.
And his son participated in the Real Men That Wear Pink Atlanta last year. He was in studio.
He did. His son did participate last year, but then also Bruce was a Real Man Wear Pink a few years ago. Yes, he was.
He was one of the what I will call the OGs. He and Bill Floor came in, and they were kind of what kind of helped the conception of our pink out
basis. And we thank Bill and Bruce because they are chairs of our Real Men Wear Pink campaign still.
Of course.
And they have done a phenomenal job of helping to raise funds for breast cancer through the Real Men Wear Pink campaign. And so our goal this year is to raise almost $400,000 from our Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
I think you can do it. But I've seen the success that you've had, so I know you can reach that goal.
Yes, and the men that we have this year are phenomenal. And one thing, they're very competitive. So we're really excited to have them on board and get that competitive juice flowing, and all for a good cause.
So your goal is to raise so much money that we can win this battle and win this war, knock out cancer, and put yourself out of a job. That's ideally, that's what you want, is you not to have to work this job.
That is ideal. Yes.
That would be the best of all worlds. For those that would like to make a donation or find out more about the American Cancer Society, where on the web should they go?
Cancer.org. On our website, we have all types of information. Not only can they find information, but then also I want to draw attention to our National Cancer Information Center that is open 24/7, 365 days a year for people to call the American Cancer Society, and that all that information could be found on cancer.org website.
Great. And we gave a shout out to Rico, of course, but we also want to thank Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel for allowing Business Radio X to be out here today to talk to yourself and to all the other sponsors and golfers that we'll be talking to this afternoon, allowing us to broadcast live the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, actually three hotels in one. We know all about them. It's the home of Business Radio X.
Conveniently located off of Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth, Georgia.
1775 Pleasant Hill Road, yeah. But you got the ES Suites.
Lots of flexible banquet space. They host many corporate events. They're a full service facility right there in the heart of Duluth. So check them out online if you're looking to have an event upcoming, or if you need some housing in the future. They're great partners of ours.
And Sonesta Simply Suites as well. Three hotels in one. And the phone number 770-923-1775, or go to
Sonesta.com.
Sonesta.com. So
I wanted to ask you, Myla, if I might, before we wrap up, I do see that you have a pad of notes here. So if we didn't hit all marks, please feel free to jump in. But I want to ask you, I see that you're enthusiastic and obviously dedicated to what you do, and you've been sitting at the helm for 6 years now. Within those 6 years, what would you say is your greatest collective accomplishment, or something that you are most proud of as an achievement with your team, or as far as the fundraising, or anything within the ACS world?
That's a good question. And I would say probably one of the things that I am most proud of is managing my team. I feel that we have really been in Georgia trying to just get into the corporate space, and they've done a really good job of getting the message of American Cancer Society, making sure that whatever company we're working with, that their philanthropic pillars align with ours, and still just raising funds for the American Cancer Society. To me, that's what it's all about. We cannot do the work that we do without the support from our corporate partners, our corporate foundations, our volunteers, and the community at large.
And for anybody listening in who's hearing about the tournament going on here today in Hamilton Mill, and you, I didn't know about it or I missed it, this is the sixth annual one. I'm sure we'll have a seventh annual one next year as well. So we look forward to hopefully being a part of that as well again. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for allowing us to help share the message and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure.
Myla Allen, the executive director with the American Cancer Society. And again, Amanda and I were out here all day long broadcasting live from the sixth annual Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament at Hamilton Mill Golf Club to raise awareness for breast cancer awareness. We are here all afternoon, and we want to thank again Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel for making these live broadcasts possible. Stay with us. More to come.